There was no other reason for it, no grand strategic design. Every Void Hawk, every Confederation Navy ship, every asteroid settlement, every planetary government searched for Latin and the three Black Hawks he had escaped with. He was cornered 2 months later in the Ragundan system, three Black Hawks armed with antimatter and refusing to surrender. Three Void Hawks and 5 Confederation Navy frigates were lost in the ensuing battle. An asteroid settlement was badly damaged with the loss of a further 8,000 lives when the Black Hawks tried to use it as a hostage, threatening to bomb it with antimatter unless the Navy withdrew. The naval flotilla's commanding admiral called their bluff. As with all space engagements, there was nothing left of the vanquished but weak nebulas of radioactive molecules. There was nobody to identify. But it couldn't have been anyone else. Now it seemed there must have been 4 Black Hawks. Nobody could mistake that tall, imperious man standing on the steps of the Yaku's spaceplane, laughing at a cowering Graham Nicholson. The guests Matthias Rems invited into the studio, a collection of retired Navy officers, political professors, and weapons engineers, observed that Latham's actual goal had never been declared. Speculation had been rife for years after the event. It obviously involved some kind of physical, biological, and mental domination, subverting the Edenists through the fortunately imperfect proteanic virus he had developed. Changing them, and the habitats. But to what grandiose ideal had been thought forever unknown? The studio debate concentrated on whether Latin was behind the current conflict on Lalonde, and it was the first stage in his bid to impose his will on the Confederation again. Graham Nicholson had certainly believed so. Latin was different to the kind of planetary disputes like Omita and Garissa, the perennial squabbling between asteroid settlements and their funding companies over autonomy. Latin wasn't a violence-tinged argument over resources or independence. He was after people, individuals. He wanted to get into your genes, your mind, and alter you, mold you to his own deviant construct. Latin was deadly personal. One of the keenest observers of the Time University programs was Terence Smith. The Latin revelation had come as a profound shock. He and the Gemmell's crew became the objects of intense media interest. Hounded every time he left the colonist carrier, he eventually had to appeal to tranquility for privacy. The habitat personality agreed. A resident's freedom from intrusion was part of the original constitution Michael Saldana had written, and the reporters were called off. They promptly switched their attention to anyone who had signed on as a member of the mercenary fleet, all of whom protested, truthfully, that they knew nothing of Latin. "What do we do?" Terence Smith asked in a bleak voice. He was alone with Oliver Thwellen on the Gemmell's Bridge. Console holoscreens were showing the Time Universe evening news program, cutting between a studio presenter and segments of Graham Nicholson's recording. The captain was someone whose opinion Terence valued. In fact, he'd grown heavily dependent on him during the last couple of days. There weren't many other people he confided in. "You don't have many options," Oliver Thwellen pointed out. "You've already paid the registration fee to 12 ships, and you've got a third of the troops you wanted. Either you go ahead as originally planned, or you cut and run. Doing nothing isn't a valid alternative, not now." "Cut and run?" "Sure. You've got enough money in the LDC's credit account to lose yourself. Life could get very comfortable for you and your family." Oliver Thwellen watched Terence Smith closely, trying to anticipate his reaction. The notion obviously appealed, but he didn't think the bureaucrat would have enough backbone. "No, we can't. There are too many people depending on me. We have to do something to help Derringham. You weren't down there. You don't know what it was like that last week. These mercenaries are the only hope they've got." "As you wish." "Pity," Oliver Thwellen thought, "a great pity. I'm getting too old for this kind of jaunt." "Do you think 15 ships is enough to go up against Latin?" Terence Smith asked anxiously. "I have authority to hire another 10. "We're not going up against Latin," Oliver Thwellen said patiently. "But..." The captain jested at one of the console holoscreens. "You accessed Graham Nicholson's sensivise. Latin has left Lalonde. All your mercenaries are faced with is a big mopping-up operation. Leave Latin to the Confederation. The Navy and the Void Hawks will be going after him with every weapon they've got." The notion of taking on Latham was something the starship captains had been discussing amongst themselves. Only three were sufficiently alarmed to return Terence Smith's registration fee,